This is really fun because now we're all together.
We're all together in the same space. COVID friendly.
Yeah. Well, Aaron got a negative test. And Kristen has a negative test.
And
You haven't had a test in a while, right?
I had one 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And we're piggybacking. Like, if you had it, I'd get it. And then I'd give it to Kristen. We'd find out.
And Matt, our friend Matt, got a negative test yesterday.
And you're with him all the time,
too. I've been hanging out. We've been playing spades a lot.
Nonstop.
And Adrian got a negative test.
Oh, good. So that really leaves Charlie. He seems like potentially the hazard here.
Yeah, he's not speaking up.
He's dead quiet.
I'm just piggybacking off everyone else.
Get tested, guys. Okay.
Okay, great. So one of the great tests for anyone that's newly sober is flying on an airplane, especially if you're in first class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking about it before I got on the flight today to my brother. The last couple of trips I've been on first class, and I said, you know, all you think about is free drinks on first class.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, that's really hard for me. I always want to get my money's worth with food, drinks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a double whammy for me because I'm really frugal and I love a bargain and I love all you can eat. And so normally when I drank and I went on in first class, I would try to drink at least $100 worth of booze.
Right.
And then you feel like, well, you've offset the price of the ticket by quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so my frugality and greediness, coupled with also being an alcoholic, it's a really hard.
It's a bad mix.
It is a bad mix. When you went to treatment a year ago, in a couple days.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, a year ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody's first big birthday is in 2 days.
Oh my God. Are we going to have a cake?
Woo woo.
Or a vegetable cake?
We're going to have some
broccoli
vegetables.
Chicken breast pie.
We should do a cornucopia like the pilgrims did with the big horn of plenty. Bunch of fresh vegetables.
And a candle.
Some pumpkin spice. But yeah, I flew you down there first class because I was just trying to put as many carrots in front of you as possible. I was
like,
how about you go to the fucking Caribbean to get sober and fly first class?
I took full advantage.
It was Maui time.
Last year.
So on the way down, of course, you probably drank a couple hundred dollars worth of booze. And then you got out of treatment. And then I was worrying about it about 2 weeks out of you getting out. I was like, oh, that's a big test to fly back first class. And then as luck would have it, you stayed an extra week or two.
Yeah, an extra 2 weeks.
And then changed your ticket and first class wasn't available.
Oh,
isn't that what happened?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. And so it wasn't really an issue.
Yeah, you were like, this is...
The gods.
HP working at his best.
HP's already checked
in. Yeah, we don't need to tempt you.
Harry Potter? Soon.
Oh, that's really good. That if you were an A, your HP could be Harry Potter.
Oh, you have to designate it as...
Well, some people will go, like, your higher power... The famous switch is, like, your higher power could be that light switch. Anything you can turn it over to...
Oh.
Right?
Oh, I would definitely turn over to Harry Potter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be so convenient because it already shares the initials.
Exactly.
Terrence
Posner.
Posner.
Yeah. Your TP. So anyways, though, this flight then became its own challenge because you had the booze and then, of course... You're in an airport. It's hard to eat healthy. But what'd you bring? You really did it right.
Yeah, I brought turkey meat, two string cheeses, some boar's head turkey slices.
We better get boar's head.
I know, right? And I've been through 10 pounds in the last few weeks. It's crazy.
A boar's head.
Yeah.
Boar's head is delicious.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah, so I threw that in a Ziploc bag and... Bob's Red Mill bar.
Wow.
To not be...
That's all?
Tempted. And some beef jerky.
Wow.
And then the salami they handed out on the plane. Yes. And then you ditched all the other shit.
I did.
Wow, Aaron.
That's impressive.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah, because you're bored.
Yeah, even me who has control, as we've already established.
Excessive control.
I have a hard time on the plane, too. I'm always...
Can I tell people what you like to get into?
Sure.
Cheez-Its.
Oh,
Monica always buys herself a family value size bag of Cheez-Its for every flight. And yeah. she just gnashes her way across the country. On
love
those.
A cheese.
Oh, the mouses love cheese. Oh.
Little mice
the
love
mice
the cheese.
Love the cheese.
Well, when we were in first class last time, that's when we figured out we love Cherry Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They provided us with tiny Cherry Garcias, and we asked for more.
We did, and we got them. And we got them. We had them. A couple of them.
You guys told me that story, and I probably ate
so many.
50 of them. I was buying, I was buying like 2 pints at a time, and I would tell myself, "I'll let the kids have some." But I would buy different ice cream for them, and I would eat 2 pints at a time.
And it's so much better than you're expecting it to be.
Yeah, and I mean, you've heard about that for so long.
Yeah,
Cherry Garcia, and oh my God, is it good?
It's so crazy good. Too good. It makes no sense.
You're right, though. It is their signature offering, and I never wanted to try.
Well,
it's
like it's like picking chocolate. Like, okay, you know, you're just never gonna pick it.
Yeah,
but you should pick it.
Never had it.
Never
you
had
it.
Well,
same reason. I look at it. There's some other good sounding stuff on there.
Perfect time for you to
exactly.
Yeah, you're looking at the freezer, and some of them have got chocolate covered peanut butter pretzels with swirls of fudge. There's no way you're picking up some cherries over that. They really suffer from having such other good options is their problem.
But it's actually the best option.
It is. They're competing with themselves, weirdly.
I love Ben and Jerry's. So, they're not a sponsor, but I hope they will be.
They were, though. Remember?
They were.
Yeah, they were. We lost them. Apparently, they didn't. Sales didn't tick up. Even though
clearly they did. Aaron bought all the Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, I guess that's you guys.
We did better before we were getting paid to promote it, it sounds like.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
So, Charles, how was your week?
Week was great. My only challenge, we went out of town for a night, and it was a 2-hour drive, and that was a challenge.
Okay.
So I didn't have food for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
I forgot to pack a snack. I didn't want to stop and detour, so I had to go 2 hours without any food.
Probably was nightmare. Were you thinking about it for real?
Yeah.
You were?
From 30 minutes in, I was thinking about it. And as soon as we hit traffic, I'm like, all right, well, stopping is not on the table. We're blazing through, but I was stressed.
How long do you go normally without eating?
An hour or two. Mm. At least something, like even a protein shake or something.
Have you tried the Bob's bars? Whew, they're dynamite. They're fucking dynamite. You'd love them.
Are they high cal?
Yeah.
I need some high.
All right. Well, yeah.
240.
240.
For the peanut butter banana.
Yeah. So you'd put...
I'm sorry, 210.
210.
The oatmeal's 240.
You'd put 10 of those down a day just as your little snacks.
There we go.
That reminds me of the time we drove to Palm Springs to see a fight, you, Ryan, and I. And I was so insistent that they drink beer the whole way there. Because if you drank, why wouldn't you be drinking beer the whole way there? Especially to go see a fight, MMA fight. And I just kept trying to sell them on it, and they just weren't that interested.
That
and
had then, to have been maddening for you.
Was,
I know how you want people to do what they should be doing when it comes to drinking. And
so I finally just pulled off the highway, and then we had to we drove like 5 miles out of the way. And it was specifically I wanted them to be drinking tall boys, as I remember.
Yep.
Or hopefully a worker, a 24-ounce can of beer.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like, you guys need a 6-pack of workers just to be in the perfect mood.
Well,
when
then you just went in and said you had to get something else and came out with them.
That's right. And then force you guys to drink them. But then you thanked me for
it.
Yeah.
That reminds me, Monica will appreciate this one because she knows how you do that with people. So I was just telling Dex, reminding him the other day that when his dad was sick before he died and Dex had came to Michigan, he picked me up. We're hanging out with his dad and we're outside on the patio overlooking the lake. And few minutes had gone by and Dex was like, why haven't you had a cigarette? And I'm like, because your dad's dying of lung cancer. And he's like, well, I mean, he's already dying. And
damage is done.
Yeah. And
you're not gonna make
and
it worse.
I could tell it was driving him absolutely insane that I hadn't smoked in however many minutes, you know.
Yeah, I think I was more uncomfortable than you.
Yeah.
I hate the notion of someone not doing something because of me.
I know, but maybe they just also don't want to do it because it's the right thing to not do it. It's not necessarily because of you.
Yeah, I guess, but what's right, you know?
It's probably, I'm on Aaron's page. Like, you are. Someone's dying of lung cancer. Maybe not the best time to be smoking.
I guarantee if it had crossed my dad's mind that he still smoked, it would have been driving him bonkers as well.
I think it was after you mentioned it.
Yeah, because he's like, you can go ahead.
Yeah, blow it at me. Yeah, I'm already, it's too late for me. But even, he certainly was concerned with my drinking, but he always encouraged me to drink at his house because he just knew I wanted to be doing it. And it's not like I wasn't doing it, so why put on this charade? Oh, I guess I'm going to hang the whole argument on honesty. We really value honesty.
All right, that's a generous thing to hang it on.
Yeah. So the last weigh-in, we can remind everyone what it was. Week two, after 2 weeks, again, just reminding everyone, Aaron started around 3:06. Charlie started at 2:30, and after week one, Charlie was 2:40, although we come to find out minus a pound, although we've now have another further update on this iPhone situation, which is they're a half pound.
Half pound.
Yeah. Right.
And how did that get discovered, Charlie?
It was a 2 pound swing. That was devastating. So I went and promptly weighed it as soon as I got home.
Uh-huh. And your scale would just weigh it, just your normal scale?
Yeah, it's like a food scale.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Which I... a couple days later, weighed mine on the weed scale. And in fact, it was a half a pound.
Oh.
But Aaron sent the funniest text. He goes, yep, it does weigh $800. Whatever it was.
I don't remember that.
You know, well, because an ounce of weed costs X amount. Like a pound of weed. What's a pound of weed? 1600?
Yeah, it's more like 1800. Wholesale, you know.
Okay,
so,
sure.
Yeah, so I said it weighs 900.
Yeah, it weighs $900.
I didn't see that. Did that get slipped under the picture of Charlie's butt? Because maybe that's why I missed it.
So Charlie was nice enough to send us a nude of him on his diving board. It's from behind. You can't see his penis.
He then posted it on Instagram for the world to see.
That's what I want to know.
Oh.
I want to know if, like, you sent us that picture, and we were all thrilled, by the way. I described it as having two redwoods growing out of your back. And then you posted it, and then I was just wondering, like, did you think, would my wife be upset I sent it to Aaron and Dax and Monica?
I thought that, too.
Maybe I should just post it, and then that's really deniable. Like, I was going to post it anyways. I just did this first.
No, that didn't cross my mind.
Oh, really?
No.
What was the thought process? Because you can get flagged for something like that, can't you? By the way, if you're listening now, I guarantee it'll still be on Charlie's page. What is your handle?
Char Curtis.
Char Curtis. Go look at Char Curtis on his diving board. It's just too enormous.
It's an amazing picture.
It is.
Yeah. It's astonishing.
It's astonishing.
Yeah.
He almost looks like he has a condition where he has too much muscle, like those cows that have that weird gene.
Oh my God.
I guess I didn't realize your butt cheeks were that powerful looking.
They are.
Yeah.
They're really powerful.
I'm surprised you're the weight you are. I would imagine if you chopped one of those stumps off, those legs off, it would weigh about 140 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Just a leg.
Well, I originally sent it because I was just doing so many legs. So then the first thing, like, my text was, leg gains are coming in, look out.
Uh-huh.
But then the reaction was so strong. So I'm like, well, you know.
Maybe America would feel the same.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a great shot. Everyone should check it out. So we're at 2:30 and we were at 3:06. And then at the end of week one, we were at 2:40 and
3:01.
3:01. And then the week two weigh-in, you went down, Aaron, to
296.
296. And you went up to 340.
244.8.
And all of this is adjusted for phone inflation.
Yeah. Okay. So 244.8.
Yep.
So you had a much bigger gain than I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little more optimistic for Aaron's loss. I will say this, when I picked Aaron up from the airport today, immediately I was like, oh my God, your face looks so different. Do you think Monica's face is?
Yeah, it does look different.
So handsome and cute, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's always handsome.
Well, when were you here?
Cute.
A month? Was that a month that we saw you? I think it's a big change in him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a month or two.
Yeah, sure. About a month.
Yeah. What you see first now is shoulders. Like a month ago, you would probably first see belly and then shoulders. But now I was like, oh, it's like shoulders are way out in front.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All that pumping.
Got to get the pumping.
And also, Charlie, you look enormous.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're also noticeably more enormous.
Good. Is
yeah,
he?
You do,
yes.
You do look, to me, you look good. More powerful than ever.
You do.
You're just praying that a house catches on fire nearby.
Oh, God, yeah.
See them spring to action. Okay, so going into this week three weigh-in, what happened week three? Also, Charlie, your weigh-in was Sunday.
I was a day behind, yep.
Because you were on vacation.
Yep.
So that's a little bit illegitimate, but...
Yep.
One strike.
Yeah.
Did it cross your mind to bring your scale with you to Palm Springs?
I forgot it.
Oh, okay.
I had to bring the protein shakes, the pre-workout. I had to bring the weights. I had to bring everything. The scale was out on the counter, and I just... And that was... We were just too far. I think we were 25 minutes gone.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, shit, I left the scale. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I need to weigh in tomorrow. Where's the scale?
If I was Erica and you were contemplating turning around to get it, I would... hate you,
Dex. We were 5 minutes out of
Oh, you'd hate me.
I hate Dex.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're always looking for an excuse to hate me. No. You wouldn't hate your boyfriend, your husband?
No, I'd be like, Dex is making Charlie, is making his heart explode for one. Am I cutting my vacation short? Not okay.
And we can't go sightseeing because he has to eat every 4 minutes. We can't see a movie. There's nothing we can do.
Our hikes are cut to 15 minutes each way.
And they're to McDonald's. Okay, so you weighed in on Sunday, so you have a little bit of an advantage, whatever. And then you weighed in Sunday morning.
Was it?
Yeah, I think yours came in the morning and Charlie's came in the evening. Yeah.
Okay.
Who should we start with, Monica?
Start with Aaron, since he flew here.
And alphabetically.
And by the way, COVID-free.
I thought on the plane, fuck, should I have brought my scale?
Oh.
To keep it even?
Yeah, the one that I've been using since we started. And so that was my afterthought.
Oh, my God. What if you had a scale in your check on?
What if I turned the plane around?
Well, yeah. I have an emergency.
Yeah, but yeah, a scale that big on a my check-in.
And well, you're like, you set it in the aisle and weigh yourself mid-flight.
Yeah.
We could find the brand and order it.
Yeah.
Although at that point, I think the variation between even the same brand would be on par with like just using my scale, I think.
I don't know. This is a big factor.
The truth be told, what should really be happening is you should be using Charlie's scale. You guys should actually have the same scale because if it says 270, you want to know that it's 270. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
So I think while we're here, while you're here, we should weigh in at Charlie's.
Or we can bring it here and do it live.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Holy smoke. There's so many options. Okay, so, Aaron, where were you at on your weigh-in?
291.
Mm. 291.3,
I believe.
So that's a five-pound drop.
It's big.
291.3. Wow. Again, to remind everyone, you had a 10-pound gain week one, Charlie, and then you had a 4.8-pound gain week two. And what did you gain week three? Your fear is that you'll start slowing down a little bit.
But not this week.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh, boy.
So this
boy.
Week three was 249.7.
You guys.
Can this game 4.9. get any closer?
It's still really close because Aaron's got 21.3 pounds to go and you have 20.7 pounds to go.
20.3.
20.3 pounds. Wow. Oh, boy.
It's getting close.
I would not want to be in a competition with Charlie. You know, the guy played at Georgetown. He's got like the heart of a winner.
Right.
It's his mental game. It's really strong.
I agree because I feel like I can snap at any time. I feel like if I don't get it done on this trip,
you're going to throw in the towel.
I'm in a fucking cave when I get home.
No, you're not. Yeah,
no, but I am. I have a lot of people. That I update this to.
That helps.
They think it's absolutely hilarious. And they don't know Charlie, but I've shown them pictures during our weigh-ins. And they're like, well, I think you'll be able to do it. It's going to be easier to lose it than gain. And then I'm like, yeah, but look at what's happening.
Look at this man.
This fucker is not slowing down and not even close.
No. I hate to remind you of this, but he hasn't even started with the Ben and Jerry's.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
He still has like turbo button.
All right.
I'm hoping to save it for the last 10.
Stay tuned for more, if you dare.
Monica, it is very rare that I'm actually consuming the product we're talking about while doing it.
Oh, my gosh. You're
yes,
right.
I have my Athletic Greens in my box of water right now.
Wow.
Oh my God, so tasty. Ding, ding, ding. Always makes me feel so good. Listen, Athletic Greens is the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I have ever tried. With so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Busy schedules, poor sleep, racing to 270, stress, or simply not eating enough of the right foods can leave us deficient in key nutrients. This is where Athletic Greens can help. It's a life-changing nutritional habit. Their daily all-in-one superfood powder is your nutritional essential. One tasty scoop of Athletic Greens contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients that all work together to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, increase energy and focus, aid with digestion, and support a healthy immune system. And right now, Athletic Greens is doubling down on supporting your immune system during the winter months. They are offering Armcherries a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit my link today. You'll basically never have to buy vitamin D again. Simply visit athleticgreens.com/race and join health experts, athletes, and health-conscious go-getters around the world who make a daily commitment to their health every day. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/race and get your free year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packets today. We are supported by Four Sigmatic, a wellness company that is well known for its delicious mushroom coffee. Four Sigmatic's mushroom coffee is real organic, free trade, single origin Arabica coffee with lion's mane mushroom for productivity and chaga mushroom for immune support. Okay, Monica, I start every morning with some Four Sigmatic's ground mushroom coffee with lion's mane instead of regular coffee. But here's what happens. I'm able to focus better and I can get shit done. It's amazing, and I totally feel an uptick in my productivity every time I drink it. It helps me focus like nothing else. Mushroom coffee is also easy on the gut and doesn't leave me with that awful feeling of midday crash. All Four Sigmatic products are organic, vegan, and gluten-free. We've worked out an exclusive offer for Armcherries with Four Sigmatic on their best-selling mushroom coffee. But this is just for Armcherries, so get up to 40% off plus free shipping on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim this deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/dax. This offer is only for Armcherries and is not available on their regular website. You'll save up to 40% and get free shipping, so go right now to foursigmatic.com/dax and fuel your productivity and creativity with some delicious mushroom coffee. We are not supported, but we want to support our wonderful friend, Perfect 10 Charlie. We in the pod all follow his workout, and I just want to encourage people to give it a shot. It is called Endorphins. You may have heard us talk about it in the episode, and it is quite easy to find. Just go to www.endorphins.com. That's www.endorphins.com, and just stare at Charlie working out. I find it very encouraging.
It's a really good workout, and it's quick. It's not like it's going to take a huge chunk out of your day, and it's just great.
And again, you're staring at Charlie the whole time. He's my body inspiration. Check out endorphins.com. You're almost at 250 already.
Almost 250. Probably 250 now.
That's crazy to me. The next 10 will make you look like a monster.
Yeah.
Last year when you got to 260, that's really where it turned for me, where I was like, you look like a silverback. You don't look like a human anymore.
Yeah.
It's starting.
Well, that picture on the diving board was pretty silverbacky.
And you also posted an endorphins video today, and it's your back, and I was like, whoa. Oh, wow. Oh my God, it's happening. It's happening.
Well, what I call the people who take your class, I guess your students. That feels weird to call them students. I want to know what the reaction is.
It's hard to tell. I don't think it's obvious yet.
And you generally do those with your shirt on or off?
On.
Okay.
You
well,
ask that every episode.
Oh, I have.
I think so.
Pants and shirt are included.
I'm curious about that decision. Did you give it thought? As you said, when you're by yourself in the gym, you work out with your shirt off.
Oh, yeah.
Your shirt was off in this video.
Yeah. Well, I just worked out by myself.
Oh.
So what was your decision? You just too aggressive to start a business with your shirt off?
It seemed pretty aggressive. It seemed pretty aggressive.
I think that's smart.
It could go either way. It could really attract a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Do you know the demographic breakdown of the people that are watching? You would just be guessing by looking at
it? I'd just be guessing 70-30.
Female to male?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 65-35, but probably 70-30.
Because I even think if you got the top off, well, first of all, I don't think you'd lose any of the people that already like you. So I think they would just be like, oh, that's... You could even say, like, I'm getting too heavy. I'm doing this challenge. I don't want to buy new shirts.
The shirt is getting cumbersome.
Yeah, the shirt will come back when I get back below 260.
Just have a rip off in one.
Yeah.
That's the option.
Never put it back on.
Oh, yeah. If it exploded off your body.
Oops.
Oh, my bad.
I guess I can't wear that anymore.
I got a hunch that a bunch more dudes would be coming your way just to see the gorilla work out. I think I'd start watching just for entertainment, even if I wasn't working out along with it.
Well, I was thinking there's a lot of women.
Uh-huh.
And so the perception is it's for leaning and
losing. Right.
So if I can be bulking doing
dirty
this,
gaining.
Yeah. Then, you know, anyone could do it.
Would your all-time dream be that you looked out at your Zoom and you saw Cal McGraw or whatever his fucking name is? What's his name?
Kellen Von Mauger.
Kellen Von Mauger.
Who's that?
Kellen Von Jesus Christ. What is it?
Callum.
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 Von Mauger.
Von Mauger. So he's a bodybuilder. There's a documentary on Netflix about him. It's really fascinating. Mm. And then Charlie and I both follow him because he's got a lot of veins and huge muscles. But he does motivational speeches on his platform. And I've never heard a motivational speaker swear so much. It's just very unique for that reason.
Well, like a Tony Robbins.
No. This is like, you got to fucking just fucking work out and fucking wake up and fucking show up. Because that's how you fucking are going to win this motherfucker. And if you motherfuckers think you're not going to get this fucking body by fucking not doing the fucking work and fucking waking up, then you're fucked in the head. And it's just that aggressive. And it's clearly supposed to be motivational in nature.
Sure.
I guess it's the pep talk he wants.
It's like the high school football pep talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say, I do not want that.
No. I want someone to be like, look, we're all flawed. You're not going to do this perfect. You're going to do the best you can. And then you're going to pat yourself on the back. And you're not going to beat yourself up because we're all human. That's what I'm looking for.
I like a little tough love.
Well, you have that from your cheerleading background.
Exactly.
That's right. Yep.
So, Charlie, how'd you put on that 5 pounds?
Spaghetti and meat sauce.
You're
pretty
just
exclusively.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a creature of habit.
Habit.
You're a preacher of halibut.
Yep.
Just for the halibut.
Oh, I have a question.
Just for the halibut.
On Armchair Expert, we've decided that halitosis is now called halibut toast.
Yeah, right. That's code now, halibut toast.
And I wonder how everyone's breath is during this...
New
challenge,
diet.
New diet. Are you guys noticing new smells and stuff? Sweat smells, breath smells.
I don't smell anything. My nose doesn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
In fact, it's looking like you're going to be scheduled for a nasal surgery probably.
Yeah, I hope so. The ENT appointment is in 2 weeks, yeah.
Just after our colonoscopies?
2 days after our colonoscopy.
our couple's colonoscopy. I wish to God we could do it at the same time, holding hands while under.
Oh, my God.
What about you, Charlie? Any new smells or anything?
No. I mentioned the snoring. That's kicked up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always run pretty hot, but I'm sweating all the time, which is counterproductive to my gains. So I've been doing a lot of cold pool plunges to get that body temp down.
Oh, that's what's happening.
Like, stop sweating.
Okay.
Oh.
By the way, do you know about the Uller?
Is that the blanket thing?
It's a mat that goes over your mattress, and we got it, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, three weeks ago. I love it. You can set it to 60 degrees. I think you can set it even lower. And what a better night's sleep I'm getting.
I need that.
Yeah, and so Eric got one. He doesn't like it, and he gave it to Ryan, and I just thought, I don't know if Ryan's the one who needs it the most. I feel like if you're having to jump into a pool, a freezing ice-cold pool before you go to bed, I don't think Ryan has to do that.
No, probably not, but he's a trim fella.
He is, yeah. He is. He's felt.
This cools you down?
Yes, so the thing you're sleeping on is 60 degrees.
Mm.
You can set it to any temperature. If you're cold, you could put it at 90 or whatever. But yeah, it's like laying on a little ice mat. Oh,
yeah, I like that.
It's heaven. So yeah, so I get now it kind of solves the issue of setting the AC temp for Kristen and I, because 71 is as low as I can go. I'd like to have it at about 67 probably.
Ugh. Yeah.
And then if I could get that then the mat I'm sleeping on at 60.
Oh
God, I wake up so ripped every morning. I'd be shivering all night.
Yeah, you're
flying through calories.
Not everywhere. Ew.
Wake up with pneumonia every morning.
Horrible cold.
Sneezing and sniffling. Best night's sleep of my life, though.
Okay, so no bad smells. Exclusive spaghetti.
A lot of spaghetti.
Protein shakes.
A lot of protein shakes. Oatmeal and protein powder for breakfast.
Oh, and let's let people in on our new thing that we do. It's not new for me, but I've introduced you to it, and I just love how much you've taken it on. Yeah. I was at a hotel, and they served a little dish of olive oil, and you dip bread in it, and it was so fucking good, the olive oil. I couldn't get over how good it was. I kept asking for more and more and more. And then eventually I asked the busboy, could you find out what brand the olive oil is that they're using? And he said, oh, yes, sir. I'll be back in a moment. He was gone for like 20 minutes, and then he came back, and he goes, ah, sir. The brand is an extra virgin olive oil. And I was like, I had to act really grateful. I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do now? So I had to flag down a different person. I was like, so listen, don't let this guy see you, but I need to know the name of this olive oil. Well, anyways, I got the name of the olive oil. I came home and I bought it, and now I use it exclusively. And then 3 months ago, I just decided to start putting it in my coffee in the morning, and I fucking love it. And then you came over the other day, and I wanted to introduce you to. I wanted to offer you something because you're the expert on all this stuff. So I really kind of wanted to impress you. So we started with taking a shot of the olive oil, which
it's delicious.
It's so delicious. In fact, I want my new goal for you and I is to have a brandy snifter full of that olive oil the next time we're at like the Richardsons and people are having wine.
Ew.
I want to. Oh, don't you think that'd be so good?
Well, in my research, they're saying in Greece they'll drink like up to a cup or two a day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I would. If it weren't, I mean, I got to, you know, it's a lot of calories.
It's a lot.
It is more than I wanted it to be because I just been kind of willy nilly just dumping it in my coffee. And then I did look at the calories, and it was like for 2 tablespoons, maybe it's over 100 calories.
Yeah, I think I do like 4 tablespoons, and it's, I think, over 400 calories.
Right. And I'm putting at least that much in my coffee.
Why?
There's a lot of science behind the notion of having a fat with your caffeine that you won't spike as high and you won't crash as high. Mm. That somehow it lasts longer and it's not as violent of a trajectory, both up and down.
And it's a healthy fat.
Oh.
Right.
Probably really the healthiest of fats outside of like T-bone char.
What about avocado?
Yeah, olive oil has like some anti-inflammatory properties, and
it's got resveratrol in it, which is an anti-aging chemical. Proven.
I think it's good for your bones too, bone density.
Yeah, it's good for math. It's good for math. Makes you really good at math and a better driver.
Much better.
But at any rate, so I sent a couple bottles to Charlie's house, and it's just so delicious.
It's the best. I usually drink about 3-4 tablespoons, because it just feels better.
Yeah.
Going straight in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Not diluted with any coffee. And then I do a little in my coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And you're getting 1,000 calories of olive oil, it sounds.
I think I'm about 450 in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, and I had to tell myself, like, I'm not in this challenge, and I need to back off a little bit. Because I was like, oh, if you cover the whole bottom of the cup, that's delicious. And then I was like, if you go up like 1/8 of an inch, that's delicious. Every time I added more, it just gets better and better and better.
It's so good.
I could see where it was going to end up like 70% olive oil and a splash of coffee.
Just topping your olive oil off with a little coffee.
That's right. The coffee would be floating on the olive oil as opposed to the other way around.
Do you like olive oil, Aaron?
I could go for some right now. Yeah,
me too. I'm so bummed I want to introduce you to it, but I want to be really careful about this.
Yeah,
I'm dying for a shot of it right now, sincerely.
It's so good.
You know, Dax introduced me to a little olive oil and cottage cheese
when
we were up at Lake Arrowhead. And I'm still eating cottage cheese, but I'm doing it without the olive oil, which is... painful.
Yeah.
But those little sacrifices
that's
I'm
good.
Trying to make.
Aaron, I'm so impressed.
That was like heaven.
Oh,
like,
it is. Cottage cheese with olive oil on it.
I do olive oil, salt, and pepper.
Yeah, pepper.
What? That's a thing people do? Oh. They add olive oil to cottage cheese?
You got it.
And coffee? Oh, you guys are crazy.
But in the coffee, it makes the coffee taste better. Like it's like earthy coffee. Like when you read the notes of a coffee, earthy, nutty, it just enhances that.
It's like, it doesn't make it buttery, but it makes it buttery.
Yeah,
you know,
smooth,
silky.
Yeah.
And And a nice ride. Definitely a nice ride.
Wow.
What are you putting in your coffee? Because I know you like a little coffee, mate. Have you knocked that off?
No.
Okay.
Occasionally I'm having it black, you know, and for years I drank it black, but I cannot seem to stop with the coffee, mate.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about it till this past week, looking at calories. I'm like, oh Lord, there's calories that I never thought of. Like I don't think about the coffee, but I have like 6 or 7 cups.
Right.
Every morning, yeah, of course. Every day.
Yeah.
So
you add that, even if it's 30 calories times 6.
I know we're hitting a couple hundred. So yeah, that's something I just started thinking about, which is probably, honestly, I like black coffee. So I can get rid of that. It's just, I got really hooked on that Coffee Mate, that powdered creamer.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking
it is really delicious.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree. I hit the whole way I got myself into drinking black coffee is I would make these deals with myself where the only way I could drink coffee after 11 in the morning was if I didn't put creamer in it. Like that was my bargain I made with myself. And then I just kept backing that up. Like I could have my first cup with the creamer, but every additional cup I had to earn by having it black. And then now I just like it.
I love a black coffee. Yeah.
It's really nice, especially with some olive oil, tons of olive, and some focaccia bread dipped in it.
Right.
Some mozzarella cheese.
Well, I have this little mixer.
Oh.
It goes in a little one. And
oh, you're mixing it up.
Wow. It doesn't stay mixed for long, but that first sip is really nicely mixed.
Okay, well, we got a big week ahead. So we got a weigh-in coming up really shortly here. I'm really excited because, again, I see major changes in Aaron from picking him up today. And then Charlie, of course, you're looking very thick everywhere. And then now we're going to really kick this into high gear because now Aaron and I are together. So you're a little bit fucked, Charlie.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah.
Who can we pair Charlie with?
Sizzler.
Not me.
Big boy.
The old Aaron.
Yeah, Monica has too much control.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, Jess is the obvious answer.
No, he's doing really I know good.
He's doing great.
Yeah.
I could derail him real quick.
Do not do it. Don't do it. Although, if he wasn't also on a diet, it would have been perfect.
It would have, yeah, because you guys could have spent some real quality time.
But again,
time
it's unethical. Like Matt. Also could, because he likes desserts like I like desserts. Like he bought us all those Krispy Kremes the other day. But it's unethical because people are trying to be healthy.
Yeah. And then, you know, just to make this about me for a second, we're going to the sand dunes, Aaron and I, tomorrow morning. We're going to go there for 5 days. And generally, the sand dunes for me is a twofold incentive, which is I get to go off-roading all day, every day, which is great. But more importantly, it's the 1 week of the year I buy every single kind of potato chip. I bring every potato chips, and I bring multiple racks of Oreos, and I also bring Kraft macaroni and cheese. And I eat that exclusively the whole
trip.
And
what's the dip that... Is it the salsa and the cheese?
Yep. Yeah. I get the queso. Yeah. The Tostito brand queso dip. I just go for it. And by the time I leave, my joints hurt so bad. My arthritis is so inflamed and I just deal with it. But this will be the first trip to the dunes where there's not going to be no chips, no Oreos, no white bread, no macaroni and cheese.
What are you going to bring?
We're bringing a lean kielbasa. I got a couple lean kielbasas. We have 4 pounds of sloppy joe mix. We won't be eating that with bread. We got a very low carb tortilla option, gluten free. We're going to be bringing chicken salad already made.
Boring.
We're going to have some steaks.
Well, I hope the people near you have a ton of chips.
I did think about cramming a bag of Ruffles under the seat of my truck and then going out to like fuel up the race car and then just
working
pounding
on the cars.
Yeah, just pounding some Ruffles with Ridges. All right, well, it's going to be a hair-raising weigh-in, and then the following week, I think, is going to be very telling. It'll basically be like the polling will be out. We'll see who's up by 5 or 6.
Polling, you can't trust. We know that now.
I know,
from
but it's...
two elections.
Yes, but it's exciting when you hear it. That's what's great about it.
But Thanksgiving, we're all going to be together.
Yep.
The same food will be presented to all of us, so that's kind of good.
And it's rude not to partake.
It is.
I got to tell you, a normal Thanksgiving is my favorite. I can't even imagine the calories I would put down. It's probably like 20,000. I mean, it's like upwards the amount of gravy and everything. Oh. I mean,
yeah. What's your main focus went on
gravy?
Just pour it on top of everything. Yeah,
and then until it's overflowing off the plate.
Wow.
And then go back for five plates.
So just like a soup, basically.
It's fucking gross. Yeah. So
I'm not a huge fan of Thanksgiving. This would be a very easy one for me to die. It through because I don't really turkey's always fucking dry. I don't care how someone prepares it.
Everyone's year was good. Remember, you even said so.
I did. It was from All Time. Is that was it?
from a different place? But I think this year's will be from All Time.
Yeah, it'll probably be good. But in general, historically, you go to the big family Thanksgiving, everyone's like, "Oh, this turkey's so moist," and I'm like, "It is not. It's fucking dry and tasteless." So I put all of my focus on the brown and serve rolls. I'll have a dozen brown and serve rolls with 20 pads of butter.
Yeah,
big bowl of stuffing with gravy on it, and that's it.
Oh, I think I go for like 5 pounds of potatoes. I'm excited to have Thanksgiving out here because I figured there'd be healthy options.
There will, for sure.
And, well, being COVID, it would have been different anyway. But if we get together with my family, like aunts and uncles, there's not healthy options.
Right. Yeah. And how do you guys make enough gravy for everyone to get their fill? Like, generally, I don't see a ton of gravy get put out.
Aunt Bridget.
She makes it all.
Yeah. Like,
like a gallon of gravy?
I'd say more.
I'm so glad you just said Aunt Bridget, because it did occur to me. One thing I would like you to tell before we conclude, because I know Charlie likes it so much as well. Can you just tell the story of Uncle Tom's birthday party? And one that he won't want to kill either of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, he'll. Yeah. I mean, I highly doubt he'll catch wind. But he also knows I love to do his voice. My cousins have told him that I do a perfect Uncle Tom.
Well, can I describe what Uncle Tom looks like?
Please.
Yeah, if you've ever seen a Harley blow by you on the highway and there is like Hell's Angel patch on the back, that guy, that's what Uncle Tom looks like. He's got long fucking white hair.
Yeah.
He looks like a biker.
Yeah, long white beard.
Like a dog.
He looks like Santa, which is its own story that he got fired from, but we probably shouldn't tell that on here. Yeah.
But like a dog?
A dog. Yeah, he looks just like a dog.
No, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, Dog the Bounty Hunter? No, Dog the Bounty Hunter looks just like my dad. Oh my God, Aaron, when I was talking to him and he was sitting on the couch, I told Monica this 4 or 5 different times. I thought I was talking to my dad. I mean, sincerely, his face looked so familiar. It was crazy. And he was beet red like my dad was. And
I can see that completely. Oh, I totally missed that, but yeah.
If you put a huge blonde wig on my dad, it's fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter. And they have the same fucking attitude as
totally.
Well.
Totally.
Yeah. And they're both softies at heart. Yeah.
Totally. Uncle Tom. All right. Well, quickly, he is, you know, biker, don't give a fuck attitude. Rebel without a cause. But people have always been confused where he's from because his accent resembles maybe a little bit of Southern.
Uh-huh. A little Creole.
Not a lot of Detroit where he's from.
Right.
But I guess he was always known as the cool motherfucker. So he kind of talks real slow. And real cool. Don't fuck with me. But yeah. So this particular birthday, he was 64 years old. We're celebrating all of our January birthdays in our family, which is a ton of them. So we all would meet at this bar in Detroit and have drinks and burgers. And my Nana, who is, you know, 90 or almost 100 now, but
Tom's mom.
Yeah. So she's at the dinner and me and Tom were getting after it. A lot of whiskey and the whole keep it coming kind of thing. You know, and my Nana said, maybe slow down a little. And Tom said, Ma, I ain't 6. And I sure as hell ain't 4. I'm 64 motherfucking years old. So get off my back.
Oh, my God.
and I shall fall. So Aaron told Charlie and Ryan that story, and it's so good. And then naturally, they start wondering, like, could that possibly have happened? So in Aaron's defense, we called up Adrienne, his ex-wife, and we just said to her, what happened at Tom's 64th birthday? And she immediately goes, I ain't sad. And I show his hell ain't full.
Oh, great.
All right. Well, much love. Good luck, boys. I know I'll be all over Aaron this week. Charlie, you're on your own. May the gains be strong. May the gains be large. May they be 3X.
I think Charlie's going to even thrive because it's now 2-1.
Yeah, it's only going to
fuel his fire.
We might have just woken up the tiger. Yeah. The sleeping bear.
The Ben and Jerry's.
Give me 275 next week. love you guys.
Love you. Bye.